car insurance.
It's now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How do you do? Friday it is. In order to succeed today and this weekend, you must first believe that you have what it takes. What do you want from your life today? Jennifer, what do you want from your life?
Peace.
Peace. How are you going to get it?
I'm going to stay indoors. It's been a crazy week. I asked you if Mercury was in retrograde. It's just been weird.
Ugh. I don't think it goes in retrograde until June, but I'm not sure. Actually, I haven't checked that. This is a powerful week energy-wise because the moon is where it is, other than it's up in the sky like a big pizza pie.
It's beautiful. I don't know if you've seen it the last few days.
I haven't seen anything that is more than 400 feet up because of the cloud cover. We have this dense fog over New England this morning, and the rain. The funniest thing, though, this is something you can visualize. Those of you who love it when I talk about the farm, I just was looking out the front door, put Charlotte out to have her morning walk, and we have a big pile of gravel that brought into the pasture to fix an area where it's low and the water is always catching, so we're trying to build it up. And that big pile of gravel has four cows standing on it. They play King of the Mountain. It is the most hysterical thing. One of them will get up on top of the pile, and another one will try to get up.
Try to get higher.
Yeah, then the other one that's up there will push her off.
Oh.
And then just seeing the cows sitting out there chewing their cud is kind of a fun thing as well. So it's just something to visualize, something to think about. In a few minutes, Dr. Judy Kuriansky is going to join us. We've been talking a lot about Arnold's secret and the revelations this week and how Maria Shriver and the family is dealing with it. I believe that she is a pretty good example of how to handle this, and I think that Judy agrees with that, but we'll find out about that and try to get a focus on perhaps the biggest story of the week, frankly. The biggest stories. The Talkers Countdown has
the biggest story of the month.
You think?
Oh, totally.
All right, that may be. 800-510-8255. Have any questions for Dr. Kuriansky? That'd be cool. We'll have some laughter at 10 after before we meet Dr. Judy Kuriansky here on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
All right, the story of Frau Schmidt lives in an old settlement in Wisconsin, heads out in the morning to visit her doctor, Dr. Meyer, who's considered to be the very, very best doctor in town. Her goal is to seek medical care for a very bruised black eye. Dr. Meyer says, "What happened?" Frau Schmidt says, "Dr. Meyer, don't know what to do. Every time my husband comes home drunk from the brew house, he hits me." Dr. Meyer, "I think I have something for that. I have very good North German medicine. I bring from old country, and it works every time.
It works.
When your husband comes home drunk, just take a cup of chamomile tea and start swishing it around in your mouth. Just swish and swish and swish and swish and don't swallow until he falls asleep, yeah?" A couple of weeks later, Frau Schmidt comes back to the doctor. I'm tickling myself with this only because of what I know you sound like.
Your accent's great, by the way. Boy, I could have sworn there was an authentic German right there.
Don't get too cute there, kiddo. Anyway, Frau Schmidt comes back to the doctor a couple of weeks later. Says, "Herr Doctor, das Idee was wunderbar. Every time my husband came home drunk, I swished mit chamomile tea, I swished and swished, and he didn't touch me."
Why do you sound kind of Jewish right now?
There's a lot of German Jews. There are a lot of German Jews around.
Yes.
Dr. Meyer says, "You see how much keeping your big mouth shut helps?"
Done on time. There you go, Michael.
All right.
Do the accent again. Do the accent again.
Wunderbar.
And now, speaking of German.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Karyansky will join us in a minute. You're on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
It's 13 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer. What effect do you think Arnold's affair will have on his career? A, none. We've all known what he is, and we still will go to his movies. B, it will affect it for a while, but people are going to forget. C, he's finished. Or D, if he isn't finished, Maria ought to get a lawyer and finish him off for good. I think that Maria has stood up well so far under all of this.
She's been very classy.
A lot of people are wondering how she didn't know. Judy Karyansky has been on this program before. Actually, I haven't talked to Judy for a long time. Judy, I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk to you again. How are you doing?
What a pleasure. Yes, I'm doing well, but Maria and Arnold aren't doing so well.
Well, this is...
And the children.
Yeah, the children.
And those poor children.
Yeah, yeah. You have been on the radio. You... We used to have a program where you gave a lot of advice. I think if I remember correctly, you're a sex therapist. Certainly have written a lot of books on this. And so as you look this over and think about the psychology of it all, I mean, that's really the practical side is it's sad, it's terrible. But dealing with it and how Maria has dealt with it, there are people who think that she ought not to have been on with Oprah this week. I listened to a talk host criticize her for doing that, and I mean, you can be critical if you want to of anything. What's your read on all of the pieces as they're fit together?
The pieces fit together in the sense that Maria and Arnold are two very public people. It's like Bill and Hill, Bill and Hillary. And they have one face they have to put to the world, and then there's something behind closed doors and what people know from them. Actually, I went to their engagement party, Lolo's, many years ago, and so saw them in the happier times. And after that, there were many times of people publicly seeing them, their, you know, inner circle of friends, and it not being a very happy story behind closed doors. So what the public sees is very different from what's privately seen, although you know that there were many rumors, and it was all out in the open about all of Arnold's flirting and his groping and everything else years and years ago, and things like that have not changed.
Yeah.
So, Doug, what you're saying, you know, having been on the radio for 22 years, like you said, and hearing people's questions, Dr. Judy, my boyfriend left me, what do I do? My girlfriend is dating my boyfriend's father. And people do outrageous things and act out their sexuality in ways that hurt others very selfishly, whether they are rich and famous like Arnold or not. And when you are like Arnold, then, you know, you have women throwing yourself at them. You can be the most beautiful woman in the world and the most accomplished, like Maria is, and a real catch for him, given his background and how he came to America with nothing, and still be selfishly acting on your own sexual needs and your egotism and your narcissism and not really pay attention. Just like how many others? We had people throwing away their careers like Spitzer, and he bounced right back. And then on the opposite side, you have a vice presidential candidate who cheated on his cancer-ridden wife and had a love child, and he's not bouncing back. Mm-hmm. But Arnold will.
Mm-hmm. So what about the marriage? I speculated earlier that I thought they would not get divorced.
Well, I don't think there's any way that Maria should stay with him at this point. And she doesn't really need to, frankly. Really,
is it about need, or do you think she really... There's something about watching them when they've been together that makes me think they both, regardless of Arnold being a cretin, I think they both love each other. I think they both care about each other. And this, the sense I have of the children with them seem to be, I don't know, there seem to be something beyond superficiality and artificiality there, at least from my perspective.
Well, I think you're right. Knowing them, I think there's definitely love there, but this is such a betrayal that I don't know that Maria's really going back. And on top of that, to announce it so publicly, that would be against her really leaving. Otherwise, they, you know, even though the LA Times was going to reveal it, they could have had a different kind of statement. And Maria, you know, came on her YouTube and said, how do you move on? She wanted advice from people. She's probably writing a new another book.
And what advice and are people giving her? I haven't followed that. Jennifer, have you followed? Yeah, she was on Facebook. What are the people who are responding to her saying to her?
I don't know. I mean, public outcry, it seems, on the social media obviously has been in her favor. But, you know, when there's kids involved, what do you say?
Well,
I mean, other
than
stand strong and, you know.
The people, actually, I have looked at what people have said, and they've really been saying, we love you, Maria. We understand how you feel. And they've actually been a lot of people posting have faith in God, interestingly enough. And, you know, at this point, Maria's sense of betrayal is, like any woman, is just so double, so triple, having the woman, you know, live in her house. And the kids, if you want to mention, I mean, the kids, from what I've heard, a lot of them are incredibly furious at Arnold.
All right, so then what about...
And even wanted to have the name Shriver. And frankly, I'm really worried about Patrick, the youngest, because he's into wanting to date Miley Cyrus, you know, so he's sort of, you know, taking in his father's footsteps about looking at Selena Gomez and, you know, having his shirt off and wanting to be in this world of celebrity and fame. So, you know, I'm very concerned about how this
right, what message does that send to him?
Yeah. What about this woman, Patty, and the son, the child, Junior?
Yes, well, that is a very difficult road for that child because that being kept hidden, being betrayed also, that's a betrayal for that child. And frankly, you know, even though this is a big case, I've heard those stories from real people who have those situations. And so, you know, they're really a catalyst. The fact that this is happening, that we're talking about it on the air, that it's really out in the open, gives, I think, real people a chance to say, ah, you know, I know someone that happened to, or God, thank God that's not happening to me, or and gives them a chance to review, wait a second, I think I should pay attention to what my husband may be doing. I can't tell you how many years I've heard people say, oh, I had no idea this was going on under my nose.
Yeah,
and so it makes women really pay attention. If you have a suspicion, it's likely true.
I think if you're careful, if you're connected to the person in your life, how could you not know what's going on? I think that's the hardest thing here. You can say,
well, Doug,
you can be in denial.
Women don't know. It's hard for, you're a man. I tell you, it's hard for people that everybody out there saying, how could she not know?
And I'm not criticizing her, by the way. I'm actually more sympathetic, much more sympathetic to her than, I'm not sympathetic to him at all. I happen to know some stories about him from some friends of mine. I mean, okay, maybe you like a few of his movies, big deal, but this is really nasty stuff. Judy, thank you. Dr. Judy Kuriansky, drjudy.com is her website. The focus on Arnold and Maria and the secret and now the revelations. 21 after on Good Day.
Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, Jonathan in Berkeley, California. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I want to congratulate you guys on being able to appeal to such a broad audience because, actually, I'm a hip-hop producer over here, you know, in the Bay Area. I'm only 22, but something about your show.
I am hip, and I know how to hop. I don't know what that means. You have to explain it to me.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Alright, so that's why she got bumped. I think the sound there that isn't appealing to everybody.
I like her voice.
I understand.
I just didn't like her. She wasn't as likable as Lauren.
Plastic. And maybe the sad thing is that she is 20 years old.
Yes.
She's from Chicago. She has neat hair. All that stuff
is
nice.
She's beautiful.
But she was somebody described her as a cookie cutter pop princess.
Really? No, I don't think cookie cutter.
And a growler.
I don't think of that much.
Like she was in a cat fight. Her voice sounded like a cat in a cat fight.
Did you say that or did someone say that?
No, somebody else said that. Now that I hear it, I don't think she's fun. I don't think she's pleasant to listen to. I think it's work. It's unpleasant. I find it unpleasant.
My thing was all personality with her. I don't know what it was because I think her voice is nice, but she just was not as
likable. I think that this is what that girl that we were talking about in the last hour is going to turn out. In 10 years, going to be like her.
We don't know that.
I'm speculating.
You are a speculator, don't know that.
You don't know anything. I'm just saying that's what's going to... When kids come along and early in life are either... I don't know whether it's pushed. I don't know. You don't know. I just... I'm uncomfortable with that sort of thing because it sounds like she's working too hard to be something that she's not. And I think that's the case with this young girl that we had. If you're wondering what we're talking about, earlier today we played from our video of the day box at DougSteffen.com, a video from one of our listeners in Huntington, West Virginia, the young 7-year-old girl who did a wonderful job in the national anthem. And we were all very impressed until we found out what it was that sort of made her cook. And so the usual folks that will criticize me because they think I'm criticizing Christianity, you know, that's your problem, not mine. That isn't what I said. It bothers me, however, that Christians would use a girl at this age to make money. And that's what she's doing. That's what they're doing. And I use the term pimp her out because I think that's what they're doing. And then in this case, as we talk about some of the music from American Idol, I wonder, maybe the better way of me putting it, Jennifer, would be to wonder what Haley was like when she was 7, 8, 9 years old.
Well, her parents were performers, so she would perform with them. In fact, her dad performed with her last night, or 2 nights ago when she did her final song.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we have Scotty, who's safe from elimination. Here's that word from Ryan.
It is a huge moment on this stage right now for Haley, Lauren, and Scotty. We're going to find out who makes it into the season 10 finale right now. Dim the lights. Here we go, America. After 95 million votes, the biggest number at this point in any season, the first person with a shot at the title is Scotty McCreery.
All right, now here's Ryan talking about Lauren. Let's see if we can get that in.
And after the nationwide vote, the person who will compete against Scotty in the finale is Lauren Elena.
So they had 95 million votes, Jennifer.
95
yes. million votes. For the top three. So good luck to Scotty and to Lauren, two
the
good candidates, I think. 28
mm-hmm.
after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Amazon.com recently announced that Kindle eBooks are finally outselling the printed editions. For every 100 paper books sold, Amazon sells 105 eBooks, even when excluding those given away for free. While Amazon hasn't released exact sales numbers, it has sold 3 times the amount of Kindle books since last year. In other news, LinkedIn recently launched its initial public offering with shares reaching as high as $122. The company has a valuation near $8 billion and is the largest internet IPO since Google. The popularity of LinkedIn's IPO is good news for privately traded companies looking to go public. And finally, Verizon will no longer offer its flat rate unlimited data plan starting this summer. Instead, the company will move to tiered pricing that costs more if you are a heavy user. Verizon hopes to offer family plans that would finally cover data use on multiple devices. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is lost at the moment. She was on her way to Rhode Island, took a wrong turn, ended up in Hoboken.
In St. Louis.
Yeah, right. So she's MIA. Richie is at the beach, so Jennifer and Doug are here for you at 800-510-8255. Email to doug@dougsteffen.com. There's a new bill in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That will allow Texans to kish, good dog, to
kish
catch.
Kish it goodbye.
Oh, good Friday. God, it's Friday. Heavenly days, McGee. Okay, anyway, this bill would allow Texans to catch fish by hand. Huh?
Oh.
Huh?
They need a bill for that?
Wasn't legal to go fishing and use your bare hands. So you want to catch catfish using your bare hands. I don't understand how you do that because catfish are so slimy anyway.
Ew. And ugly.
Ugly. Yes, they are ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's ugly this week. I actually heard someone refer to this lady who's the mother of Junior as looking like a catfish.
No. Let's leave her alone.
Anyway. The budget negotiations about what? Why do we have to budget? If you go fishing for catfish using your hands, you pay $500 fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Who cares? I'd give you $500 if you could catch a fish with your hands. That's kind of cool.
These people are called noodlers. Legalizing hand fishing. Noodlers. Noodling is
Let's noodle that.
Yeah. You got to have a fishing license and a freshwater fishing stamp. Noodlers. Well, you know what this is?
Seriously, where have we gone? We need a fresh fishing stamp and a license to catch fish with your bare hands.
Because just another way of the state to grab some money from you. That's all it is. So,
jeez. I'm going to need a stamp to go to the bathroom.
I thought when I first saw this at DougSteffen.com, I thought someone was yanking my chain.
But no.
Ken Kessler, who puts all this stuff together. Come on, Ken, you can do better than that. Nope. It is true. All right, next thing that is of interest in import. Again, Roberta's not here, so the Queen of Cheap Information. There's a lot of Freebie Friday material there if you want to check it out at DougSteffen.com. Lots of Freebie Friday material.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI, federal bunglers who are investigators, have a pretty good idea of how they are looking. This Ohio bank robber, this is actually a pretty interesting story. Have you heard this?
Mm-mm.
The suspect left authorities with some pretty good surveillance photos because he lowered his hood when a bank employee told him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the special agent in charge says the man, who's probably in his mid-20s, entered into a Columbus bank with a dark hood up covering his face. And the person, the bank said to this guy, there's a no hat, no hood policy. Pull your hood down. And he was dumb enough to comply.
Huh.
So when he went to the counter, he handed the teller a note saying he had a gun and give him the money or he would shoot her. He fled, but they have a very good picture of him. As a matter of fact, you can see him at DougSteffen.com. Yeah, exactly. And an autograph from jail.
Winning.
How silly is that? Silly. People really are silly, though. I mean, why would you rob a bank in the first place? You don't think you're going to get caught with all those?
Yeah, with all the cameras and security, it's a tough thing. Take it from me.
All right. Mark Kelly.
Yes.
Endeavor. Last mission.
Mm-hmm.
Number of microbes went up on this mission. Did you know that?
No.
NASA scientists are conducting experiments on microbes that may ultimately tell us if life on Earth could have started on Mars. Life on Earth may have started on Mars.
This is what you always say.
I know. I didn't say Mars necessarily, but
no, you say different planets.
I think that our life comes from different planets. I think that's the way. That's how it is. So, with that in mind, we look at the calendar. Today is the 20th. Tomorrow is the 21st. And according to a preacher, the end of the world tomorrow. Harold Camping, preacher from Oakland, predicting the second coming of the Lord at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And in that,
are you ready?
In that event, 2% of the population of the world will become immediately raptured to heaven, and the rest of us go straight to hell.
No,
that's what Dr.
We have 6 months to clean up our acts, don't we?
Really?
I mean, it's not just 2% go to heaven and the other go to hell. I don't think
that's what
it?
He's saying. That's
oh,
what I'm,
no.
That's what I'm seeing that he says. His name
is in hell?
Harold Camping, 89 years old, former civil engineer, speaking to his followers via the Family Radio Network. Let's see here. Family Radio launched a high-profile advertising campaign proclaiming the Day of Judgment is nigh. 2,000 billboards across the U.S. You know what? I wondered about that as I drove across the country last month to come back to the farm. I saw a couple of them.
Interesting.
They have so many people have donated so much money. Last year, these people took in $150 million in donations. The Family Radio Network. Is this the state of the world?
What are they donating for if it's all going to come to an end?
They donate to, that's a very good question, because the people who are running this say they study the Bible and they've used these mathematical interpretations and prophecies, and whenever you give to some religious cause, that you're gonna, the more money you give, the easier it'll be to get into heaven.
Here's what I'm bumming about a little bit.
Yeah.
Number one, there's still some things I'd like to check off my bucket list before tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Number two, I feel like I've lived a pretty good life. I try to be an honest person, try to, you know, do the right thing. I carry a lot of guilt. I'm a Catholic, for crying out loud.
Uh-huh. There you go.
But am I better than 2% of the population that's going to get saved? I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, so here's...
So what happens?
Well, what happens is you don't bother to make your bed tomorrow.
Okay.
Your mother has been telling you all your through your life that you need to make your bed. Why?
I sometimes don't make my bed most days.
If the earth is going to self-destruct tomorrow, why? And there's a story that I read from the New York Times about three teenagers who have been trying to figure this out. They have traveled around a lot. The parents believe that tomorrow is the end, so they have brought their children in on this. They wear doomsday T-shirts. They distribute leaflets. They clutch their Bibles as they walk around proselytizing.
And, I'm sorry, they're doing what?
Proselytizing. Proselytizing. How do you pronounce that? Proselytizing. You're a proselytizer. Yes, you are.
Don't we have a drug for that or something?
Preaching.
What's it called?
Right, we
What's
have
the prostate
yeah.
drug?
Right. This is a good time, Jenny, to talk about that, I guess. Do you think there's anything to this? 800-510-8255. There's a great book that I like. This is my counter. There's a book called Deep Future, The Next 100,000 Years of Life on Earth that is around. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's really extraordinarily interesting. It's set on the future. Certainly, it takes into account the climate changes that are now a part of our discussion.
Right.
The discussions, computer models about what will happen to our planet, global changes going past and then going forward.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think life will be like here on Earth in the next 100,000 years?
It'll probably be warmer.
Yeah. It will be, will in some way, shape, or form, you know, we have various ages that are defined. Will this be the age of the humans? We have the dinosaur age, right?
That's true. We'll be the age of the humans. There'll be robots here next.
Yeah. So we have a little whiplash going on here, back and forth. Is there a future? It's not, this book is not doom and gloom by any stretch of the imagination. It's sort of a call to action. All is certainly not lost, although you look around right now and you think, my God, some of the things are really horrible. This guy says that we have a problem with what constitutes breathable air.
Hmm.
So he says our descendants are likely to encounter temperatures that are 3 to 7 degrees higher in the next 50,000 years than they are today. Let's see here. They may go up as much as 9 degrees. That will result in the Greenland ice sheet and the West Antarctic ice sheet disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
The ice age, there'll be another ice age in 50,000 years from now. If you look back over the history of our planet in the last 500,000 years, there have been a couple of ice ages. And there are people who want to prevent that from happening. It will not happen. Louisiana will go away. The Keys will go away. The Everglades will be submerged. The Netherlands will be gone. China's east coast will be gone. And half of Bangladesh will be gone.
Ooh.
The lower Mississippi Valley and all of Florida may be submerged. Much of Argentina and the Amazon Basin will be gone. Sea level will be 230 feet higher in 100,000 years from now than it is today.
Interesting. All right?
Yeah. But is the world going to end tomorrow? My guess is probably no. All right.
Are you ready if it does?
I want my prostate to be ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want my prostate to be healthy because
somehow
I think
feel like it'll be all nice and shiny. Don't worry.
Nice and shiny. That's the way of putting it, I suppose. All right. For those of you who want to know about the prostate realities, I say this with a smile on my face, but this really is important. You want to have good function, good urinary function especially. You don't want to keep your partner up at night. And there are a lot of things that can go wrong with the prostate. Prostate Cancer Foundation tells you to look over the information and prepare yourself not to suffer by feeding your prostate. And what's the best way to do that? What a lot of American men are doing after they get their prostate checkup and think, okay, what else do I have to do to make sure that everything is A-okay? You get onto Super Beta Prostate. That's what you do. It affects your, if you have a problem with your prostate, it affects your intimacy. More women call 800-607-7078 than do men. 800-607-7078. Right now, call that number. Get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Millions of these bottles have been sold, and actually millions have been given away. People get onto them, and they can feel the difference. And the best way to check it is to find out whether you're getting up in the middle of the night or not. If that stops, you know you're doing the right thing, and it will stop if you're using Super Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078. That's the correct number. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you a free bottle. You'll just pay a small shipping and handling charge. Protect your prostate. Protect your intimacy. Protect your sleep. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Mike's listening to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon. Okay, Mike, what do you think about this preacher?
I'm not going to put any merit to it because, from my understanding, he also said the same thing back in 1994. And plus, also, my wife did some research, and he was saying that we should go away from the church instead of running to it. So I'm going to say a grain of salt. That's sorry, he's going to come and go. Nothing happened.
So you've made your house payment.
Yes, I have. I've been all payment.
And you're going to make your bed tomorrow morning.
You'll make your bed tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
All right.
I think, as a practicing Christian, I think it's kind of insulting, really, because you've got these this preacher making it look bad for the rest
of us. All right, let me ask you something that is off. Jennifer, I'm going to take a little of your time here.
I know.
I don't know if you heard me talking about this young girl that is the subject matter of the video of the day at DougSteffen.com, a young Christian singer who's 7 years old. Did you hear me talking about that, Mike?
Oh, yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think about my read on it? You can be honest with me. You don't have to, don't sugarcoat it. Tell me what you think.
Well, honestly, I mean, I love her voice, but if Cervic is exploiting her like she is, I don't like it.
It's troubling, isn't it? It's just troubling. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. There's no anti-Christian. You want to be sensitive about it, oh, that's your problem. This is not about anti-Christian. What bothers me is that using the tool, if you will, to sell her the Christian music, I think that's really troubling, frankly. So, all right. I am glad you called, Mike. Thanks very much. All right, quick word from Debbie, and then we got to get to Jennifer. Debbie, what do you think?
I said the Bible clearly states that no one knows the hour or the day when Christ returns. And as a Christian,
right,
if you believe what the Bible says, mm-hmm, no one knows the day or the hour. So I don't know where he's coming up with this.
Well, he's dreaming, you know, he's doing it like the guy who wanted to burn the Koran. He needs attention, mm-hmm, and so let's make some noise, say stuff like this, and the news media, as stupid as they are, pays attention to him. That's
what
this is.
Oh, yeah, doom and gloom.
Yeah,
jump
right
on the bandwagon.
It's bad, it's full of fear, scare you. The news media is right there all on it. And that's really what it's all about, Debbie, I think, in the bottom line. Thank you for calling us. Katie Couric signed off her show last night, Jennifer, the news, CBS Evening News, here are the final 12 seconds of the broadcast.
And to all of you watching, thank you so much for coming along with me on this incredible journey. That's the CBS Evening News for tonight. I'm Katie Couric. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Katie, sign up for that $20 million deal with ABC.
Road,
have a good time. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so what else, Jen?
Ooh, the big finale of Celebrity Apprentice, Marley Maitland against John Rich. Go, John, go.
So what's his name? Meatloaf got eliminated, huh?
He's gone. The final two, John Rich and Marley Maitland.
All right, so Marley Maitland's house is being, she's got to sell her house, otherwise the bank's going to repo it.
Oh, really? A little tax issue or something?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Huh. Let's check that out on Sunday. And then Captain Chelsea Sullenberger, remember Sully?
Oh, yeah.
He's been tapped by CBS News to become its aviation and safety expert. He begins immediately.
Makes good sense.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, good. Good for him. He's got lots of credibility. Did a great job. Yeah. All right, what else? That's it?
Oh, no, there's a lot more. So you think you can dance if you need a little reality show fix? It's announced its big air date. It'll start May 26th with auditions, two-hour premiere, live from Atlanta and San Francisco.
Rah, live from Atlanta.
Exactly. And then Hoarders and Intervention is back starting June 20th, if you like that.
Did you really
watch
that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Hoarders is a great show. People have chickens in their living room. It's fantastic. Yeah. And then America's Most Wanted, we said they were leaving Fox. Well, John Walsh is shopping it around, so it may be back on another network.
Ah, very good. Okay, John. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you with that. 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Father of budget travel and deals, the king of cheap airfares, the seer of the skies, Tom Parsons is here, and we'll talk about where to go and how to get there and what special deals there are for Doug Stephan listeners when it comes to travel. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. If you go to his picture on the website, you click on that, it brings you around to being able to see what special deals Tom has put together for Doug Steffen listeners. For example, you can rent a car for $1 a day in Florida, Arizona, or California. Now, what, for the next month and a half or so, yeah?
Yeah, you got to pick up the car by June 24th, drop it off by July 1st. And here's how this game works. I mean, they just need you to move some cars for them.
Yeah.
So if you're heading out to Arizona, you have to drop the car off near San Francisco. Or better yet, if you're just going to California, the drive up the coast is kind of neat,
yep.
Especially up US 1 right there. You can hit Santa Barbara. You got the Yosemite National Park, Monterey, and then you can drop the car off in San Francisco. So you can keep it for a week, and it'll cost you $7, and with all the taxes and everything that's included, it's probably about $30.
Yep.
And it helps you fray the cost of the car rentals, which can be very high today.
Yep. Yep.
And at the same time, you're going to see a little bit of Americana on, you know, very cheaply. Mm-hmm. Same thing works out of Florida. Now, there's about 15 cities you can drop off in Florida, but again, when you look at Orlando, June 24th, pick up a car for a week, an economy car, $500, but then you can rent it for $7 from the same car rental company, as long as you drive it out of Florida. And again, you can probably find it, you know, the cheapest gateway out of, first cheap gateway is probably Atlanta because of AirTran. And, or if you live on the eastern part of the United States, you can drop it off in, you know, Washington, D.C. or New York, or just find another place to drop it and fly home from that. That way you get to see a little bit of Americana and save a bunch of money just off the car rental rates, too. And also you don't have to worry about the if you get to drop the car in your hometown, well, then you won't have to worry about the baggage fees and other things on the way back home.
All right, so you can check that out. Learn more about that deal at DougSteffen.com. Now, there are other vacation deals. I noticed Mexico, what a surprise, is on sale.
Yeah.
Who would want to go? Who wants? Somebody said to me after Obama went down and made his speech in El Paso the other day that he ought to go on vacation to Mexico. If he thinks it's so safe, why didn't he go on vacation?
Well,
isn't that why this stuff is so cheap? Because nobody wants to go to Mexico.
Well, it might be, but, you know, Cancun, we haven't heard a lot of stuff coming. Even look at Mexico City. Do you know that last year they averaged 2.2 deaths per 100,000?
Yeah.
Yet our national capital, Washington, D.C., averaged 28 deaths per 100,000.
Well, let's go to Washington then. There's more action.
Well, you got a choice. You know, your odds are 10 times better in Mexico City than they are in Washington.
Matt, we're not talking about, you go over to Juarez. That's the most dangerous city
in
the world.
I'm not saying, I didn't say that's our vacation destination.
No, I know you didn't, but that's
right.
When people think Mexico, they think the cartels.
I wouldn't cross any border town. Just don't cross the borders. But, I mean, if you look at Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Puerto Vallarta, Los Cabos, you know, we haven't really heard. Now, Acapulco, Mazatlan,
right.
Those two
Tom
places.
Tom says those are good places to go.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. If you want to find out how the airfares are drastically changing to go to Europe, all of a sudden, boom, everything's changed.
Big
you can
drops.
Check that out at DougSteffen.com. Go to Tom's picture, Tom Parsons, in the contributed box. Click on that, and all the specials for Doug Steffen listeners right there for your very eyes.